Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, September 3rd. Dad, if you're tuning in, happy birthday. Today, as we embark on this week one, we're only 2 days away from Thursday night football kicking things off with the Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens, AFC Championship rematch. Friday night, you've got that Brazil game as well. So the NFL's here. College football season is unfortunately here for Florida State and Florida fans as well. But today, before we get into really previewing Miami and Jacksonville, and we already started a little bit on Saturday, but one more big picture thing here. I wanted to look at the Jaguars' biggest strengths entering the 2024 campaign. These are the areas of the football team, the aspects, parts of this football team that I think are really going to help this group be competitive and win football games every single week. These are the ones that are going to carry this football team. And I don't think it's a team that's super top-heavy in terms of talent or coaching or anything like that, or one side of the ball is going to carry the other necessarily. I think this is a balanced roster, a balanced coaching staff. But there are areas that I look at that I think kind of stand out above the rest and that are going to be the biggest strengths for the Jaguars in 2024. So we're going to look at that here today. I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube, help support what we got going on here. So we're going to go count it down from 5 to 1. But first, I've got a bonus. And if you paid attention last week, you probably could guess that this is on the list. I do think special teams is going to help the Jaguars win football games. I know people don't really want to talk about special teams. People don't want to hear about that. But Logan Cook is one of the best punters in the game. Ross Matisic is one of the best long snappers in the game. The Jaguars have heaps of talented special teamers, both on their active roster and on the practice squad. And then you look at Heath Farwell, one of the best special teams coaches in the league. And Cam Little. I think Cam Little's going to be a special rookie kicker for the Jaguars. I think he's going to be really good for them. So I think special teams, whether you're talking about flipping the field, whether you're talking about pinning teams back in their own side of the field, you know, inside their own 10-yard line, 5-yard line, whether you're talking about making long kicks, you know, Ross Matisic making plays down the field as a coverage player, all the different special guys that they have in that regard, I think they're just a very complete special teams unit right now. Obviously, that does hinge on Cam Little playing the way we expect. But as I've said, based on what I've seen from him in college, training camp, preseason, I think Cam Little's got the talent and the confidence to get the job done. So at number 5, officially kicking this list off, I still think Doug Peterson, his leadership and his offensive prowess is a reason that the Jaguars will be competitive. I think that he's become underrated as a head coach. And look, there's certainly reasons why. Like, you can say, you know, this guy going to bat for Press Taylor in 2 straight jobs has potentially landed him on the hot seat. Like, if the Jaguars do not win this year, if they do not win double, or not double digit, but if they don't win more games than they lose, if they don't make the playoffs, I think Doug Peterson will be in trouble, potentially. And Do I think he deserves to be? We'll see how things play out, right? But I do think that his leadership, like his ability to cultivate a positive locker room and get guys to buy in, and he has a way of being critical of players at times and demanding more, but also feeling like a player's coach at the same time. And I think a lot of that has to do with just personal experience as a backup quarterback in this league for so long, a guy who went through a lot of different situations as a player and has done a lot of different things as a coach. So I think his leadership matters. I also think his offensive prowess matters. Like, we should not forget the Jaguars under Doug Peterson, when healthy, have had a very good offense. The only teams that really slowed them down when they were healthy last year, the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously. And I feel like the Jags slowed themselves down more in that game than anything else, just not being able to hang on to the football or get their feet down in bounds. You look at the 49ers, obviously. The 49ers were able to really dominate the Jaguars. And then the Houston Texans early on, but they figured that defense out, and they were able to get have a really solid performance against them the second go-around against the Texans and beat the Texans. So I do think that this offense with Doug Peterson and Press Taylor, they're going to have more wrinkles this year. I think they're going to be better in the run blocking department, which is not to say they're going to be great, but I think they're going to be better. And again, I think there's going to be more wrinkles based on what we've seen in training camp. I think there will be more wrinkles that help keep this offense not only on track, you know, down and distance wise, but also I think they've implemented some things that are going to help them score more touchdowns, whether that's outside of the red zone or in the red zone. And part of that also has to do with some of the big bodies they brought in at wide receiver with Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis. But I do think Doug Peterson is absolutely an asset to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think you look at coaching rankings, he's usually towards the bottom end of the teens, somewhere between 15 and 20. I do not think that's accurate. I think he's a better head coach than that for his leadership, for his offensive prowess. I think that's going to come through this year. I also think offensive skill position talent as a whole. Like, if you look at just the Jaguars wide receivers, do you get super juiced about it? I mean, Christian Kirk, he is a top 10 slot receiver in the league, bottom line. Evan Engram is a top 5 receiving tight end, bottom line. Brian Thomas Jr., he's a rookie. We don't know what he's going to be as a rookie, but we do know that he has the talent to be a really difficult matchup nightmare with his athleticism and speed and size. You know that Gabe Davis can do the dirty work and catch touchdowns and pick up first downs with his size and athleticism. I think the two big things that differentiate this skill position group on offense from a lot of other teams, I already mentioned Evan Engram. His receiving ability at the tight end position is unbelievable. And then Travis Etienne. I know a lot of folks aren't as high on Etienne. A lot of people are. A lot of folks talk about his vision. I think his vision has improved greatly. I think getting him in advantageous situations where he's able to get in space is going to be key. But I think he really sets this group apart, along with Evan Engram, and the possibility of a Brian Thomas Jr. becoming what we know he can be. But Travis Etienne, his ability to pick up chunk plays, to slither through tiny holes, to make people miss in space and in the hole, I just think that he's a special player. And the totality of the skill position group that the Jaguars have on offense is impressive, even if the receiver core alone wouldn't necessarily strike fear into the hearts of opposing defenses, which it might with Brian Thomas Jr., but I think it's just a really solid group. Christian Kirk is such a reliable veteran presence who can run a number of routes at an extremely high level and play physical from the slot. Gabe Davis again.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
First down and touchdown type of guy. And then Brian Thomas Jr., we'll just have to see. But I think that he can be a very positive influence on this offense. So I'm excited about the offensive skill position talent overall. Number three, Ryan Nielsen. Yeah, and I know this is a little bit perspective because you haven't seen him in Jacksonville at all. But we have seen preseason, which you shouldn't get carried away with. But more importantly, we've seen him day in and day out at practice. We've seen what he did in Atlanta. We've seen what he did in New Orleans. And beyond just like the mindset that he brings, which every day is game day for that defense. Every day. That's what they practice. That's what they preach. And so I think that's a big deal. Just the mindset of coming in and winning every single day. Being competitive as hell every single day. And bringing along Chris Richard with him, who I think is an amazing coach. Phenomenal assistant. In my opinion, I know it doesn't say this, but he is the assistant head coach of the defense. I honestly believe that. I think Chris Richard's fantastic. And I think the rest of the staff is too defensively. But beyond the leadership and the mentality that he brings, the ability to switch it up, to tendency break, to throw different looks at offenses on key downs, third down and in the red zone, it paid massive dividends for him in Atlanta, and I think it's going to do the same thing here in Jacksonville. I think he's going to help the Jaguars win games and get off the field in big moments. I think when you look at what he has done in Jacksonville already, you're starting to see that. You saw it on the preseason games a little bit. I think you're going to see that even more in the regular season. But the great thing, too, about these tendency breakers and switching things up, it's not just throwing crap at the wall. There's a method to the madness. There's a reason behind every time he does this. He's saying, well, we've been doing this all game. We've been doing this a lot the last couple weeks. How can we switch it up? How are they going to try to attack that? What are they going to think we're going to be doing? And how can we switch it up in a way that our players can understand and can execute? And I think you're just going to see that consistently throughout the year. I think that's going to be a theme of the Jaguars defense. Number two and number one, both are on the personnel side. Defensive line at number two. I mean, goodness gracious. Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker. And yeah, you know, a lot of people talk about Trayvon Walker too as if he didn't have a big step forward in year two. I think he absolutely did. I think he's going to take another step forward this year. I think he already has, but I think he's going to show that on Sundays. Eric Armstead, he's healthy. He's going to be playing football for the Jaguars in week one. Devon Hamilton, you know, as this offseason has kind of moved forward, or training camp and preseason, I should say, there's been less and less talk about Devon Hamilton, more talk about Eric Armstead, which rightfully so. Eric Armstead has had a tremendous career and should be a big boon to the Jaguars pass rush. But do not forget about Devon Hamilton. He's a really special 320 to 330 pound interior defensive lineman, in my opinion. Roy Robertson Harris as a role player up front, I think, is huge. I think Mason Smith has a chance and is in a great situation, which we've talked about since the moment he was drafted, that he landed in a perfect spot because he doesn't have to come in and be that guy immediately, but he can compete for reps. And he can, we've already seen his ability to get into the backfield with his length, his athleticism, his get off, and you're starting to develop some of the hand moves that you really need to have in order to be a super successful defensive lineman in this league. And you've got depth, tremendous depth, in my opinion, in terms of big physical football players, Jordan Jefferson, Tyler Lacy, you know, Asese Otemewo, Jeremiah Ledbetter. These guys can play all over the defensive front. Miles Cole. Do they lack a true third edge rusher that has experience in this league? You could say that, certainly. But I think Miles Cole has the talent, and you know Eric Armstead's going to line up at defensive end as well. They're going to move these guys all over the front, and again, that's a credit to Ryan Nielsen. But I think this defensive line is going to be really, really difficult for most offensive line to deal with and for most offenses to deal with. Finally, at number one, you probably guessed it, Trevor Lawrence. I know people want to complain about, oh, he has the same stats as Daniel Jones. Oh, he fumbles too much. Well, he does fumble too much in moments where he's just trying to make something happen with absolutely nothing going on around him. I don't think there's going to be nothing going on around him very often this year. I think that, again, with that skill position talent, with some of the wrinkles you're going to see on offense, with Trevor Lawrence's maturation into year three of this system, and he's been through a lot now. Obviously, the awful rookie year with just no support from the top down in the coaching department, going into Doug Peterson's system in year two, and it taking a little bit of time, but a little bit of a rocky start, but they really hit their stride down the stretch in 2022. And then in 2023, things were going really well for Trevor Lawrence. And no, the offense was not perfect for the Jaguars last year before they kind of hit their skid. But they were 8-3, and Trevor Lawrence was playing great. Like, he was not the issue with the offense. There were issues with Calvin Ridley's usage and his inconsistent production and issues with the run game. But Trevor Lawrence was playing out of his mind. I mean, he was playing unbelievable football. And I think he's going to continue to do that this year. I think he's going to have a career year, a banner year, a year where he shuts up all the doubters. You know, everybody was really quiet after 2022. Everybody was really quiet early on in 2023. Then the Jaguars fall apart due to Trevor Lawrence and other people's injuries, and the noise gets loud again. But I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a hell of a year and really kind of silence the critics. And like I told you all yesterday, I think this is a good football team. I think this is a football team that's going to win double-digit games. I think 11 could very well be 10. But these strengths are going to help the Jaguars win football games and be consistent week in and week out. And again, I also think, beyond the strengths, there are not glaring weaknesses on this roster. So let me know what y'all think in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.